Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Get ready to hear from the commissioner of the SEC, who will also have on the show, Roger, probably one day this week, don't know, but Greg Sankey always manages to get on most all of these shows that request him. So I give him credit for doing that every year. Let's go to the podium.
A few years ago, and we actually look forward as well to the college football playoff national championship returning here to Tampa in 2029. All of that is a tribute to the work of the Tampa Bay Sports Commission, and it's their work that brings us here today, but also led to a decision that over the next 2 years, our women's gymnastics championship will be held here in Tampa, both in March of 2027 and 2028. Last night, we started the week with a fan fest at Benchmark International Arena, which the Sports Commission helped facilitate, and their great work in planning, organizing, and supporting events is what made it appropriate for us to make the move here to Tampa this year. We also appreciate the staff of both the Tampa Marriott Water Street and the JW Marriott for their hospitality through the week. It's also worth my mentioning, one of our great relationships in the Southeastern Conference is with Regions Bank, one of our longest standing sponsors, and Paul Hodges and his team do great work supporting not only SEC football media days, but the Southeastern Conference and the SEC network throughout the year. I will note, the first piece of news this morning, that next year SEC football media days in 2027 will return to Nashville, Tennessee, and those dates will be July 12th through the 15th. Before I jump into the issues of the day, I think it's worth taking a moment to recognize what has been accomplished by the student athletes, our universities, our coaches, and our administrators during the preceding year, in part because the 2025-2026 academic year is going to be one of those years that serves as a defining chapter in the history of college athletics. Our institutions had to navigate historic level of change while continuing to provide outstanding educational and competitive opportunities for our student athletes. And that means that on the field, we experienced a conference record 13 team national championships. Our previous high was 10. We have 22 sports in which we sponsor championships, and over half of those right now are national champions. We place more teams than any other conference in the college football playoff. While we didn't achieve the ultimate destination of a national championship, the strength of this conference in football is clear. And when you go beyond football and look at postseason participation in NCAA championships throughout our sports inventory, it is typical that Southeastern Conference teams fill most or the highest number of teams represented in those brackets. Those accomplishments are extraordinary, and they're a representation of the commitment made by young people who choose to enroll in our universities, both to be educated and to fulfill their competitive expectations. The work of our coaches, the dedication of our athletics administrators, and the leadership at the president and chancellor and board level throughout our conference. That change that I referenced at a historic level included navigating implementation of the House settlement that a year ago was very much brand new. But we also continued to invest in the student athlete experience, medical support, mental wellness care and initiatives, leadership development. Today, we launch an even more extensive education program around sports wagering to try to help young people and our staff members avoid the pitfalls of what is becoming more culturally accepted around the area of sports gambling. As a league, we added over 1,200 new scholarships. Those are not football scholarships. Those were in sports other than football. Over 700 of those new full scholarship experiences are for women student athletes. That's one of the positive changes from the House settlement that has been missed. The opportunity to increase scholarship numbers and provide full scholarships in sports, typically Olympic sports, that used to be partial scholarship environments. That commitment continues to be reflected in a high level of interest in what happens around our competition. Southeastern Conference football remains the second most watched sports property in the United States, trailing only the National Football League. And we account for just over 40% of the live viewership hours consumed among the four major conferences. Our football programs draw an average of 80,000 fans per game. That's our average number. And this was the stat of my summer. That's the highest average attendance for any sport league in the world. And we're national leaders in attendance in just about every other sport sponsored by the Southeastern Conference. Across every measure, interest in our league continues to grow. And that's attached to the work of those leaders on our campuses, whom I cited a moment ago. These and other achievements provide a solid foundation for our present and our future, but they're not our destination, because we know that success brings with it responsibility. Our responsibility isn't simply to celebrate victories and championships. Our responsibility is to provide leadership, the leadership needed to preserve the values, the opportunities, and competitive integrity that have made college athletics so meaningful for so many generations. It's that responsibility and the decisions required to fulfill the responsibility that are my focus this morning. And one of our greatest responsibilities is to establish a stable national framework for college athletics. For more than 6 years, those of us in the conference office, the leaders on our university campuses, Southeastern Conference student athletes, and policymakers have worked in good faith seeking the return of national standards through federal legislation. These efforts have demonstrated not only how complex these issues have become, but also have reinforced my belief that congressional action remains a needed path to provide that long-term stability. At its core, it sounds like a straightforward objective. One national standard, a national framework with rules that can be consistently enforced, because student athletes, coaches, and universities deserve to compete under consistent standards, regardless of geography. Over and over, our student athletes tell us the same thing. When they line up for kickoff, tip-off in a basketball game, first pitch in the spring, or when they put their feet in the starting blocks at a track meet, they want to know that every competitor from other teams, from different campuses across different states, that those competitors are being held to the same standards that apply to them. Among all the press releases, legislative drafts, committee hearings, and political commentary, that message from our student athletes to me is the clearest message we have heard. Hold everyone to the same standard. Now, the reality is, just turning on the news this morning, you're reminded that Congress and the federal government have no shortage of critical issues competing for their attention. And we appreciate the bipartisan work of members of the House and Senate and the interest from the president and his administration in working to address the future of college athletics. Through the fall, the winter, and into the spring, that bipartisan work produced a focus in the House of Representatives on the SCORE Act, And earlier this summer, Senators Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell introduced the Protect College Sports Act. And I want to be clear that we appreciate the tremendous efforts that have gone into these legislative drafting initiatives. And we're engaged specifically now in ongoing dialogue around improving the Protect College Sports Act. I also want to note, because he's one of the senators in our footprint, the engagement and the work of Senator Schmidt from Missouri. You may not know Senator Schmidt, but he did make SportsCenter's top 10 plays with one of his catches during the congressional baseball game earlier this summer. That Senate bill contains many provisions that we support and we think are both healthy for college athletics and the participants in college athletics. And just quickly, that includes enhanced expectations for student-athlete health and safety, supporting educational opportunities, providing scholarship protections, overseeing agent activity, increasing the participation of our student-athletes in governance, which we as a conference have led in that area for years and actually decades, and those national standards of which I spoke, particularly in eligibility and transfers. We support the effort behind the Protect College Sports Act. However, we believe changes to the act are necessary to make it most effective. And the changes we've suggested are both achievable and reasonable, and we're committed to working with Congress to move the legislation across the finish line. There are four principles that we believe should guide this legislative effort at this time. The first is about those national standards, which must be enforceable. If Congress establishes national rules, individuals and organizations who comply with those rules should not be subject to litigation simply for following the law. Without meaningful legal protections, we risk the continuing cycle of uncertainty that has been part of our challenge in college athletics in recent years. Second, the framework should be truly national. The legislation moves us in the right direction, but it should more fully replace the growing patchwork of state laws that are conflicting and create competitive differences based upon state borders. Remember that quote from our student athletes. We just want to know that others are held to the same standards. Third, transparency and accountability are essential. Rules governing name, image, and likeness activity are only effective if they can be enforced. And that requires meaningful transparency so everyone operates under the same expectations and the same level of accountability. Without it, loopholes undermine that competitive fairness expectation. And then fourth and finally, the legislation should treat similarly situated organizations equally while preserving institutional choice. Whether discussing conference structure or media rights, federal law should establish fair and consistent standards, not different rules for different organizations, and should preserve the voluntary decision-making rather than mandating outcomes. The areas of concern that we've identified, and every time I write a memo on this, I find it posted soon on social media. So we offered 10 common sense suggestions that track on those four principles. Those 10 concepts are not SEC issues. Those are changes that we believe benefit all of college athletics in providing a national solution. Our recommendations are intended to help Congress achieve what our student athletes, our universities, and our fan desire, that one national framework with meaningful protections for student athletes, enforceable rules, fair competition, and providing long-term stability. If Congress is going to act, and again, I believe it should for the reasons identified, we have one opportunity to get this legislation right. If Congress passes a bill, and it's signed into law, We won't be returning to D.C. in a year or two asking and receiving help to correct the gaps that exist. That's why it's important that these common sense areas be addressed now before the bill becomes law. But for us, federal legislation is only one part of our responsibility. The same principles that we talk about guiding congressional decision making should also guide us every day. Over the past year, there's been considerable discussion about the format of the college football playoff. In fact, if I'm honest, I'd suggest that since the college football playoff was created, there's been considerable discussion about the future format of the college football playoff. That helps you fill space, right? Those conversations are important, but our approach has remained consistent. We're not...
All right, we'll go ahead and break in and come back. That was Greg Sankey. He speaks like a lawyer, Raj. I mean,
it's pretty
nothing real fancy. It's
I actually after listening to it, no disrespect, but I blacked out. And as I'm listening to it, I thought, am I listening to an EBS thing going on? You know, get ready. The world is over. It's time to move on.
He's
make peace.
I wanted to get to the congressional stuff. I wanted to hear what he wanted to say about that. That was to me the most important thing. And no surprise. He's not going to. I didn't think there'd probably be any, special announcement today, other than just they just want to have the antitrust opportunity exemption, limited antitrust exemptions, so they're not getting sued every. You know, you can't do a business if you're getting sued every. You know, every other day, because you can't. These are the rules you set up, and so. I think it's clear. The question is, can Congress get it passed? Listen, when we get Bill back in there, Bill was saying that he's not so sure. It's struggling for a variety of reasons on both sides of the aisle. So we'll see. Yes, he's a lawyer speak. He's not gonna go up in emotion or down in emotion. It's pretty consistent. How would you describe Kristen, if you had to describe the talking style of Craig Sankey? What would you say?
Describe what again?
Describe his talking style.
His talking style.
The dude from Ferris Bueller. Ben Stein. Is that his name? Ben Stein.
Ben Stein.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the radio voice you hear in I Am
it's,
Legend.
Charlie Brown. No, it's, the parents in Charlie Brown. You know.
It's one of those things where, like the radio announcer on a. World-ending radio message from the Twilight Zone. It's monotone. It's right there. But you know what?
He lost me.
Yeah, you're going to get it.
Well, here's the other thing, too. If you're listening to that, it's much more difficult than if you have a visual that helps.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
To hear that, because he's the same level, volume level, same delivery. And you're right. There's no ups. There's no downs. And one would say, as somebody who does a lot of public speaking, if you want to keep the audience engaged, you need to give a little of that drop, you know, because you're right. You'll fade out. What did you say, Roger? You black out.
I did. I blacked out a minute, but that's, maybe I'm low on sugar. I don't know. Somebody on the Middleton Heat and Air text line says, tell Sankey to hurry up. It's almost graffiti time.
That's right.
Another one said, sleep noise is what they were making. Speak English, doc. We ain't scientists. All of those. But. He did what he did. You wouldn't expect him to say anything.
That's right.
You were
going
to go, did he just say the football team does not have enough money? No, he didn't say anything like that.
Yeah, he did. The only thing he said I think he said we're going to be in Nashville next year for the for SEC Media Days.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize
that.
Did he say the national championship is being played in Tampa next year? Is that what he said, or is it this year?
That's exactly where I blacked out, right after he said I was moving back to Nashville, but that's it.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, he was just that way in the touchdown club too. Again, he's steady, steady-handed. He doesn't go up or down. It's just it's across the line.
Yeah, it keeps it.
All right. So we've got the graffiti coming up, brought to you by Fitch Brokers. So I wanted to get everybody sort of back, get focused back, and get the blood flowing.
Absolutely.
Oh, somebody said 2029. Is that what he said? Someone says our media days in a new city every year now. It certainly seems that way. Last year was Atlanta. this year, Tampa, and again, it's the bottom line, they're getting a check. They're getting a check. So I guess this is going out to the highest bidder, and this is what this league does, is make money for its members. It certainly does.
Steve, that's nasty.
What is it?
Sankey sounds like a Chad Moore's pregame speech. It's terrible. That's rude.
I'm telling you, to see some of the setups here, I'm sending them to Roger and to Christian to where I want to send it to Terry Mahan, our CEO, and to Acree to go, this is where we need to go. Look at this equipment. That is fancy-dancy stuff right there. Wow. All right, don't go away. Graffiti coming up. What's that?
We'll just bring at the Christmas party, we'll bring everybody up to the studio and say, "Get your Christmas bonus."
Don't go away. Graffiti up next.
Hey, and Gemma's up here right now as we speak.
Oh, good.
With monitor and cable.
Oh, love it, Gemma. Yes. Do it. Go, girl. Go. Go.
And offers coming over the phone.
Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Red Sox have now won 13 games in a row, their longest streak since 1948. They swept the Rays in a four-game series over the weekend. This streak has propelled them into the wild card after seeming dead for months. They're six games back of the Rays for the lead in the AL East and five games back from the Yankees. In golf, 39-year-old New Zealand's Ryan Fox won the 2026 Open Championship. He birdied the final two holes to finish 10-under, beating American Cameron Young by one shot. With that, the major season is over. Rory McIlroy repeated winning the Masters. Wyndham Clark won the U.S. Open for his second major win, while Aaron Rye, who won the PGA Championship, and Ryan Fox, who won the Open, both were first-time winners. Major season starts with the Masters next year on April 8th. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
An extreme heat warning is in effect for today and tomorrow here in Central Arkansas. This afternoon, our heat index values may reach 110. Our actual high temperature, 99 today, with a mostly sunny sky and also a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm over in the afternoon hours. Tonight, looking for a mostly clear sky with a low only of 80. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join The Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on The Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Simmons 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continue to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American Patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T-test. That's fixmylowt.com.
The Zone's Week on the Road continues this Thursday when Justin Acree stops at 10901 Rodney Parham Road for the grand opening of UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, right next to the UAMS Health Urology Center. This Thursday at 10 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Yeah. 8:31 Central Time, 9:31 here in Tampa, Florida, SEC Media Days. Do want to thank all of our great sponsors. Matter of fact, if you don't mind, can we hit that liner real quick, Christian?
Coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days from Tampa, Florida is presented by First Security Bank and brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blockman Auctions, UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen.
Trey Shepp joins us. By the way, Roger and Christian, for the second year in a row, Greg Sankey acknowledged that Bob Holt would always ask the first question. What did he say, Trey?
Well, he was talking about some of the media members that we lost from last year to this point this year. And he said, as I turn it over to Kevin, I'm always reminded that, you know, you've got to be quick with your questions, because Bob Holt would always be sitting down in the front. And he'd be very quick with his question.
The other part you just brought up, Kevin Trainer, still here, Roger, doing the
moderator.
Moderator, even though he is not with the athletic department. Isn't that something?
I know.
He's not with the Arkansas Athletic Department, but still asked to
still
do this.
Still involved with the U of A, though.
How about that?
Yes, with the foundation. I mean, the Alumni Association. But not with the athletic department yet. This, you would think they would have somebody involved, but that's respect for Trainer.
Well, and it's a big role for him in the SEC. I mean, he does this. He does college football playoff.
Yeah.
He does basketball. He's at the Final Four. Kevin's
very well respected.
He's very well respected and very good at his job.
Someone says here, Roger, I know you saw this, says, I slept right through my prostate exam. Thanks, Greg Sankey. You know, Trey, he is. He just sort of monotone. You know, he doesn't go up, he doesn't go down. He just, you know.
But when you get him in a one-on-one setting, like you'll have later this week, he is.
Oh
better.
Yeah, yeah. Wait. We got to do it. We got more. Beat the Baz. Name that tune.
Yeah.
He gave me his top 10 songs for summertime. Five of them were from two bands, U2 and Huey Lewis and the News. But Roger, we're gonna play a little graffiti here.
Yes, we are. Are you ready, Bob?
Let's do it.
It's time for graffiti.
This is
brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
Yeah, you can do anything you want.
Bow, bow. You can jump into the fire now, but you never been. 661-1037 is the number. I do not have the call screen.
That's all right. Right now, we're just waiting on it to build.
Waiting on it to build.
First up is Greg Sankey, though. We'll let the board get to. We're going to fill the board. Fill the board up.
I figured we might hear
from 661-1037.
We might hear from Greg Sankey.
Is he still talking?
Yeah, that's it.
Formed on to consider the 2014 playoff model.
I went through that list in the midst of my
Bill Vickery is inside the big room.
He is
digesting it all. Yes, digesting it all. He'll break it down for us.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah. Very good. Well, listen, it's graffiti time right now. First up, only up. Let's go to Greg Sankey. Hello, Greg.
As of today, the SEC is not set up to win a national championship.
Oh,
weak effort.
There's a lot of talk about some of the coaches not wanting to go to that nine-game schedule. It begins this year.
Yeah.
And you still have to play another high major opponent as well. And Commissioner Sankey said that he says this is, in fact, the toughest schedule. You take any team in the SEC, they have a very tough schedule.
Yeah, especially Arkansas.
Well, yeah, you look at Arkansas' schedule. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. 661-1037. Yes.
Frank Sterling's on the phone.
Morning, guys. A blank slate, a unopened box of crayons, and a freshly sharpened number two lead pencil. Just like the first day of school, the SEC Media Days is what the Hogs have been waiting for, and that's the truth.
All right, Ron in Pine Bluff.
Meow and meow. Translation, strength and honor.
Strength and honor. And a cactus. Wow. What's up, cactus?
Hey, Sankey needs some Sanka.
Some Sanka.
Sankey needs some Sanka. I like it. He's got low T hog balls. Maybe that's what it is. All right, let's go to the phone. Who is this? Oh, he's on the phone. I'm sorry.
Someone says here on our text line, Baz is 900 miles away and there's zero delay. Ain't that some shrimp?
The
connection has been good. And we haven't dropped
once.
It's been fantastic. Oh, we did drop once. That's right.
There he goes. You're going to screw it up now. Hello, Greg Sankey's back.
Yes. Bueller.
Bueller.
Oh, he did mention, too, I don't know if you heard this, Baz.
Very good.
Next year, Nashville.
I did hear that. We mentioned that.
Yeah, Devo's on the phone. Hey, Devo.
Downtown Jacksonville. Come to my basketball camp August 1st.
Where you been, Devo? Oh, my gosh. What? I thought Trey was with you. What's he doing calling on the phone? Hey, Trey Schaap.
No, boy.
And she has a fantastic view of the white sand on the North Beach. I hope you enjoy my interview with her on my podcast, Up in Smoke.
Wow.
Flattery.
I like that, Trey.
Flattery.
That's exactly right, Rod.
We're going to talk to Joe. Hey, Joe.
I could care less if Sankey is struggling.
Yeah, boy, Joe. Wow. Hadn't seen him in a while. Maybe football season is bringing some of the classics back.
Outstanding.
Baz, I don't know if you noticed while we're waiting on a call board to get back up. I don't know if you noticed my new Strength and Honor shirt that I'm wearing today.
You're wearing. I've not looked at the camera.
I see it. Yeah,
yes,
very nice.
Very nice, Rog.
You have not looked at the camera all day.
Thank you, Steve Qualls. Yeah, Steve.
He's looked at a camera. He just hadn't looked at the video.
Let me see. Oh, I see it. Looks good. Thanks, Steve Qualls.
Yeah, Design Lab. Thank you, Steven. Design Lab in the
hospital. Thank also Fence Brokers and Chris Walker.
Meow.
Appreciate him. If you're looking for a fence, make sure the fence provider deals with Chris Walker and Fence Brokers.
You know, make sure that happens, Bad, because I have a wooden picket fence on one side and a wrought iron fence on another. Both provided by Chris Walker and Fence Brokers. They will hook you up. Hey, look here. It's Clint Sterner. Hey, Clint.
Fellas, does it take you 4 hours to eat something? Do you rewrap your burger between bites? Maybe eat one french fry at a time? Could that be low T? Possibly. But probably you just have three kangaroo vaginas.
Oh my lord. Wow.
Oh my god.
Wow. 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 That one went off the rails there at the end.
Hey, Greg Sankey's back.
Okay.
Hello. Live from SEC Media Days, we will work on the antitrust bill for the conference to make extra money. Thank you for your time. Merry Christmas.
Now, thank you, Greg. Thank you very much.
I think he's sound a little AI in there. We haven't heard. We got Trey here. We ought to play.
We heard it earlier.
I know.
You're right. We'll play it. Yes. We'll play it. We got all week for that for sure with him and Rainwater. Roger's Follicle Report.
What?
Whoa, is right.
Whoa. Wow.
Let's go to Pinto.
Boys, y'all reckon Stevie Wonder and Elvis are sounding any better these days?
Oh, Justin is clear now.
Oh, wow.
But,
you know what?
Yeah, he might have. I don't know if it's going to change his opinion. I don't think it will, Roger. What do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think it will. Yeah.
Justin Moore still has that little ornery in him.
He does.
Ethan Riggs.
Sports are crazy.
Okay. All right.
I like that, and I like it a lot. Shout out, while we're out. Here come the phones. They're still coming.
Hey, Raj, let's go. Is he ready to go?
Yeah. He's going right there.
What time is he coming with us?
Minute and a half behind schedule right now. So right after he's done there, he's here.
So what time is that? Will that be?
It'll be, 8 minutes?
Let's take a break.
9 minutes.
Let's take a break now. Graffiti's over.
We're going to take a break right now in 3, 2. Let's hit it right now.
Bigger than U.S. Steel.
All right, we'll be right back on Morning Mayhem. You talking about Chiswick coming up?
Yes, yeah, I'll be on with it just a minute.
All right, we'll do it.
You know, speeding might seem like a way to save a few minutes, but it can cost so much more. Every time you drive faster than the posted speed limit, you're reducing your reaction time and increasing the risk for everyone on the road. In fact, more than 11,000 people were killed in speeding-related crashes across the United States in 2024. That's why, from July 10th through July 31st, law enforcement agencies across Arkansas will be taking part in the Speeding Slows You Down High Visibility Enforcement Campaign. Officers will be watching for speeding violations and issuing citations to drivers who choose to ignore the speed limit. So, give yourselves a little extra time. Slow it down and help keep Arkansas roads safe for your family, for your friends, and everyone you share the road with. This is a message from the Arkansas State Police Safety Office.
Join Justin Acri and The Zone on location at Bath Makeover of Arkansas this Wednesday. Turn your outdated bathroom into a room you're proud to show off with Bath Makeover of Arkansas. Find them online at bathmakeoverar.com.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
John Daly joins the Mayhem Tuesday mornings, courtesy of Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership. From Goldwing trikes to side-by-sides, Honda of Russellville has an inventory no one else has. Check it out at HondaOfRussellville.com.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Hi, folks. Jeff Peters here, Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Morrilton.
July is all about freedom. Here at Hagen's, we know you have the freedom to choose where you buy a vehicle, and we want your business. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, come let us prove it to you. No gimmicks, no hassles, and no BS. As far as pricing, well, we haven't been in business for over 50 years because our prices are too high. But don't take my word for it. Stop by and let us prove it to you. Come see us at Hagen's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Morrilton today, or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
You know, when I hear this song now, I think of I just think of Ron Burgundy, Anchorman. I don't know if it was one or two. Christian, you might check this out just to affirm my guess there. We've got Gene Chizik coming up here in just a minute. Of course, Gene was the winner of the Broyles Award as an assistant coach, and wins a national championship with Cam Newton. And Gus Malzahn wins the Broyles Award, one of the unique times we've had that. And Gene is back with the SEC Network after, you know, he got out of coaching, won the national championship, was fired at Auburn, and then gets back in two different stops at North Carolina after he had already won, already become a head coach.
Didn't you have him as a guest at the Touchdown Club?
We did. We did. I've had him as a guest at the Touchdown Club. He's also came back.
He was very good. I enjoyed him a lot.
He was. Yeah, he was. He came back, you know, he won the Broyles Award and came back after – and was a finalist after he had won it. Was one of the few times that's ever happened. And, you know, had a great year at Auburn, won the national championship, and does a good job on the air. He's always in good shape and show off, you know. I think he's about our age, Roger, maybe a little bit younger. Let me see. No, he's actually 1 year older. He's 64.
Do you guys remember the name of the running back he recruited out of Little Rock?
Yeah, it's – come on, Roger, you know this one. It's out of Little Rock Christian.
Yep.
Give me a hint.
M.D.
Michael Dyer, yeah. Who ended up having a key run in the national championship game against Oregon.
Yeah, almost looked like he was down. But yeah. He was not.
Yeah.
That's right. Last great thing he did on the field, I think.
I think you're right.
I think he transferred three times.
I think he was even in the stands at a Razorback game.
Yeah, yeah. But he's one of the good guys, sharp noses stuff. And we'll have him on here in just a second. I don't know. Let's see if Sankey's still talking.
That's my answer to the
question. Oh, my gosh.
He's still talking.
Is the legislation that's not even really addressing what I would have drafted?
I mean, that's when you're in church and you're going, Jiminy Christmas, does the preacher not know?
No.
What does the preacher got over 15 minutes for? We're supposed to be out here 10 minutes ago.
Our feedback.
Good Lord. Hey, Vickery's
back that I identified.
Good Lord.
Vickery. Well, Vickery's still in there.
He talks for an hour?
Yeah. How about that? He's the commish.
You know what? What am I? Who am I? I'm sure I know it seems like far-fetched, but there's people that don't want me talking that much. So,
And I guess first up is going to be, is Eli up first? No, Venables is up first, right? I tell you, another guy who's always in great shape. If we were going to do an all-shape team, an all-physique team, it would be Venables and Chizik.
And Rainwater.
I mean, that. And who?
Rainwater.
Right. Listen, can you believe how thin Randy is?
Yeah.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Wow. I mean, he's literally went from 200 to 165. I mean, it was pretty amazing.
Bald.
Yes,
and
he's
I'm
completely bald. Double R is going to have a long day. Trey is too. Yeah. Both started their day early with us, Raj. Yep. Got here, early, and we'll be here till what time? Probably 7:00 or 8:00. Here, let's get Gene over here. Making the transition. Look at those guys. Hey, Gene, David Bowser. Good to see you, my friend. How you doing, buddy? Great to see you, man. Have a seat. Yeah, we're just waiting on you, man, to show off. Put that headset on. We're live on the air. We're live on the air, yeah. Turn that around the other way. There you go.
There
you go. That's it. Pull that mic up right there. Good morning. Good morning, man. How we doing?
We got Trey Shep here back in the studio in Little Rock. We got Roger Scott, Christian Weaver.
It.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Good to see you,
David. I just sent you a text.
I know you did.
Yeah, Coach has been so kind, Roger, to not only is he a great former winner and finalist,
yes.
He's committed to giving money to support the Broyles Foundation.
100%.
Yeah, nice. We've got a group of former winners and assistants that are just finalists that said we want to help out, and you were nice enough to want to do that. So very kind,
David. I love that family.
Yeah,
that's an incredible family, and what they've done for college football, but what they've done for the community,
yeah.
Just Arkansas,
yeah,
right?
For the people dealing with Alzheimer's, and I mentioned earlier, you're a rare cat. You know, you won the Broyles Award 2004 in Auburn. Come back and you win the national championship, and Gus wins the Broyles Award as one of your assistants. Very rarely, I think maybe one other time it's happened, but maybe not, where we've had the winner had an assistant under him win the Broyles Award.
That's so, right. Yeah, and Gus, Arkansas guy, right?
Yeah, that's
Gus,
right.
Arkansas guy, yeah. But Gus is more than deserving of
now,
that award.
Are you still living in Auburn?
We are.
Is Gus still in Auburn?
I mean, so we've been trying to get together. I've been in and out of town. My daughter just got married. We've been trying to hook up. He's got a place in Destin. I got a place in Destin. He's got a place in Auburn.
Wow,
I got a place in Auburn.
Wow.
So we've been two ships passing in the night,
yeah.
But we've been texting going, all right, when are we going to get together? It'll happen, David.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure how quick.
Yeah, that's outstanding. And you're back with the SEC Network.
I am.
Yeah, you missed that. You enjoy. I mean, because you went back into coaching, but you enjoy TV, right?
I did, David. And so I actually got back into it last year. I did several shows last year. I took a year off after I retired. I retired after the 23 season.
Right.
Took a year off. Traveled with my wife. Just had an incredible year. And then they were kind enough to invite me back in for my third time there.
Well, you do,
I keep going and coming back and then going and coming back.
You do a great job. Roger was talking about the time we brought you to the Touchdown Club. You're very good at the mic. Justin Akery, our GM, was an Iowa State guy. He hated you because you left Iowa State. But you came to Touchdown Club. He said, I don't hate Gene anymore. He's too nice. Well, let's talk Razorback football. Very little, I played back in the early 80s, been here 40 years. Never have I seen the Razorback football program have zero expectations, be projected to be 16th out of 16. No expectations, no names on any list, not top three. I mean, they're nowhere to be found in a magazine. What's your assessment of Ryan Silverfield and what he's got to do this year?
Well, what he did at Memphis was extremely impressive. Including the win against Arkansas last year, right?
Let's be honest.
The way they won the game.
You bet.
I think people lose sight, David. I think Arkansas last year lost five or six games by 10 points or less.
Oh, yeah. A lot of by one or two.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they, it wasn't like they weren't in games.
That's right.
And, you know, Taylen Green and Mike Washington and that offense.
Yeah.
That was a handful.
Yeah.
But now you got another guy coming in there who's an offensive guy who I think can get that back on track. I'm a fan of the Ron Roberts hire.
Yeah.
On defense.
Yeah, no, you
I'm
know
a fan
him.
Of that.
Yeah.
I think what he did at Florida when he eventually took the defense over, what he's done in the past, I'm a fan of him. I know he's a football guy. I think he's really good. So I think Ryan has put things in place. Obviously, they're going to make a decision on who's going to be the quarterback.
That's correct.
Is it going to be KJ Jackson or who's going to be the guy? The transfer from Memphis. That's where everything starts, right? But you have a guy that's proven top 25 offenses pretty much every year he was at Memphis, right? Then you got a guy on defense in Ron Roberts that I really believe in. The fact that you mentioned there's zero expectations, I think that's a good thing. You know what I mean? I think that's a good thing. I think they can go into the season and play and just, I mean, have fun and be physical and do all the things and let it see. Now, their schedule's brutal.
Yeah, very tough. One of the
it's brutal.
It always is, usually.
I mean, you're going to Utah.
Yeah.
And then you're turning around and coming and playing Georgia at noon.
I know.
So, I mean, but I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Ryan does. And I think he's going to do okay.
So we're visiting with Gene Chizik. If you just tuned in, we'll only have him for about three more minutes. The problem, Gene, too, is you're in this position. And you're competing with all these other schools who have budgets, bigger budgets than you. They're spending more money on players, and they're getting the 4 stars and 5 stars, and you're most likely getting a lot of 3 stars. And you better develop them because they don't come in, is highly touted. They may not be the best athletes. And so you got to coach those guys up, and that's the position. It's tough to win. You're competing against a team that's got a $40 million budget. You're at a $25 million. You got $15 million more
to pay. And you know that's the way the game is now. I hate it. That's the way it is. But you know, money buys players and buys good players. How do you get out of that cycle?
Well, let me say this, David. Theoretically, the days of developing guys have never become more difficult because they're not there for to develop them. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, to your point, if you develop them and they're a really good player, then somebody else buys them from you.
I know what I mean? I know.
And I think that's a fundamental flaw with the transfer portal
of
having these guys being able to transfer unlimited. That's a flaw.
That's right.
It's a huge flaw.
Yeah.
But back to your point, development is big. But how long do you have the guys to develop them? I think what's more important in the development is the assessment of players.
That's right, player evaluation.
And player procurement. Who am I bringing in? Maybe you didn't see that guy kind of like I did, but I saw this in him, and he's a perfect fit for us. I'm not worried about what he's going to be in 3 years.
Right.
I'm worried about what does he do for me right now in my assessment of him when I bring him in. I think it's that evaluation process that's way more important than anything out there, because you got dudes that spend $1.5 million on a pass rusher, and then he comes in and gets hurt or is ineligible, or not ineligible, but you know, has a medical issue or something. But you spend all that money on the guy.
It's what Cignetti did very well the last 2 years at Indiana. He didn't have maybe the five-star, but he was very good at evaluating every player he's brought in. And then they coach him up well, too, there.
They coach him up well, but he did a great job of evaluating. How do you take all these guys at JMU?
Yeah.
That I guess everybody in the country said they weren't good enough to play Power Four.
Right, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 10 or 11 of them go there, and they – in 2 years, they win a zillion games and win it all.
Yeah.
How does that work? You know what I mean? That's great evaluation.
That's right.
He knows those guys plugged into what he looked for, and then they coached him up.
Yeah, coached him up well. Well, you're looking good, man. You're dead gummit. You and Venables, you should have a workout show together or something.
Maybe I'll hit him up about that.
He never gets above 5% body fat. And great to see you.
Great to see you.
I'll tell the Brewers family you said hello.
And I will get back to you on that. My daughter just got married, so you texted me on a weekend where
I had a lot going on, buddy.
You're always good, man. Great to have you back in the network again.
You,
look forward to seeing your work, and we'll see how the Hogs do.
Appreciate it, guys.
Right. Gene Chizik, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gene. Roger will be back. Just a great job by Coach. He's outstanding.
Yep.
Astounding. All right, don't go. I think Greg Sankey has concluded, Roger. He has concluded.
They're
coming out of the big room.
Prove it.
Yes. there you go. There's nothing there.
Okay. All right, that's an hour.
We'll see what Vickery has to say, his assessment. All right, don't go away.
Folks, it's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood, and the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to 20.